Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sad Sam Jones. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Grube and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Weiland. Harris moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. QL steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Harris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Bluge moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Jones reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Whatwood throws the ball into Kerr, who tags Mainisch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Sissel moves to second. Benny Tate pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Grubb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue bunts towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Meyer covering. It's a double play. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mainisch. Sullivan scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, And the Senators too. The Senators will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. West moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. QL reaches second base with a double. West scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jones moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch is hit by the pitch. Vic Frazier now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Jones scores. Meyer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.